Dear heart, wish you or I were here or there. No, that's not true. I wish I knew that you were happy now and sure at last of being loved. I loved our long talks late at night when all the others were in bed. We'd fight about the war in Watergate and sip, Virginia gentlemen, one was your limit. Your image doesn't dim, it resonates through all my life. So many times I've wanted to call you up or walk downstairs to your domain, the basement, with its tool bench and pine-paneled walls, you in a dark mood slouching over your ham radio to coax you back into the light, make you laugh. Above my desk, I have the photograph of you kneeling beside me in the garden that the wood absorbed. I'm too, and nervous in the little plastic pool. You're having a good time with your number one son, smiling more broadly than I can recall outside of snapshots. Though I can remember all your other faces, stolid in the pew at church, sublime intentness of a natural engineer at your electric saw, or soldering a new attachment to the jerry-built shortwave, red with fury over being baited, or some imaginary provocation, but mostly when someone didn't listen. I see your face the times I wasn't there as well, weeping to me on the phone about the total failure of your life for a good 2 hours. I couldn't decide if you were going bonkers or having a Pascal-like moment of clear light, or how you looked the night of your attack, feeling it come over you as Ted Koppel asked pithy questions on the little screen, unable to call out an answer or for help. I've learned the difference between a silence. I've learned the difference between a silence and an absence since your quick departure. There's no where there, wherever you are. When I talk to you these days, I end up trying to convince myself that I'm pretending and failing to. It makes me think of you tapping out a signal like a blind man on your Morse code key to strangers who could understand the special language that you used, projecting it along a wire from underground into the air, into the world.